We're we want to take some questions. Sorry. If you have a question, you can ask for some few minutes. We can.
Daddy, when you were talking about let me use what I wanted to ask. When the Bible was talking about the son of perdition, Judas betrayed Jesus and all that. When I was reading the part of the scripture, I understood by it that if Judas had not availed himself, God would have, in any way possible, allowed Jesus to be crucified. But not maybe through him. Or is it that, because you were saying something in connection not with this same thing, that no matter what, God would use any means to reach out to even one person. So I was like, so if Judas had not allowed himself, would God have used any other means? Or is it that it was strictly him who was supposed to betray Jesus?
Okay. I think Jesus says something. He said, the Son of Man is going just as it has been determined. But woe to him through whom or by whose hands he is betrayed. I think it's in Mark. He said it in Mark. So, even though it was determined that he will be killed, it was Judas who allowed himself to be used. Yeah, it's Mark chapter 14, verse 21. He said, the Son of Man indeed goes, just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born. So, I think that answers the question. Even though it was already written of him that he would go. In other words, he would die. But for Judas' own, Judas allowed himself to be used. So, God knew that Judas would be the one who would betray Jesus. And at a point, Jesus also said it when he was about to die and when he was praying for them in the upper room. He mentioned it that I've kept all of them except the son of perdition so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So God knew that Judas would betray Jesus. Even though we cannot say that God himself created Judas for that purpose. So he allowed himself to be used. But God knew that he would allow himself for him to be used by the devil.
Okay, Daddy, my question is a little bit different from what we are learning today. But it's about the sheep and the goat nation. When I was studying the 102, you were saying that the sheep nation, like they'll be accepted and to reign with, they'll be accepted into the kingdom. And I want to know, because I know that will happen after the rapture. And after the rapture, we know that the Holy Spirit and the church, they are no more on this earth. So if it is the blood, like we know that you have to be born again, Jesus said that unless a man be born again, he cannot inherit the kingdom. And here's the case that the Holy Spirit has gone with the church. So why is that? Just because they didn't, these people were not born again, like, so why that they also inherit the kingdom, like, they also be part of the kingdom?
Okay, this one is, we call it the judgment before the throne of glory. And he said, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, he will sit on his throne of glory, and then he will call the nations. So this one is not individuals, it's nations. Some nations will qualify to enter the kingdom. In other words, will have names. Their names will be in the kingdom. So when Jesus is reigning on the earth, we may have a nation like America. We may have a nation like Ghana. Yeah. And it was because that whole parable was about nations. That's why he said that he will call the nations and divide them into sheep and goats. So if the nation, that's why sometimes is that every nation has a soul. Ghana has a soul. Yeah, when we talk about the soul, the spirit of the nation. So when the soul of the nation is sick or weak or has been displaced, the nation will not be able to fulfill destiny. When, let's say, there's a cause that is godly, which then the nation takes a decision against that cause. God sees it as if an individual has taken a decision. God is the soul of the nation. So these people, when the Antichrist was persecuting the Jews, they did not allow them into their country. So then they will not qualify, you know, to be represented in the next, in the kingdom. But we can also take a cue from it that the good that we do also for the Lord.
Daddy, please, yesterday you said there is a number that must be born again before God comes. Please, I want to know if it is God that has chosen that number or he just knew, but then he hasn't ordained that figure. Because if he has chosen that number, that this number, it means he hasn't been fair to those who are going to hell.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is God himself who has chosen. And it's not that he's not fair, you see, because if, let's say, okay, for instance, if, let's say, you are God, see, then you know all that is going to happen in generations. So you cast your searchlight, or let's say your torchlight, down through the ages, and you're able to determine all those who will respond to you and all those who will never respond to you. So all those who respond to you, you wrote their names in the book of life before they even came. And all those who not respond to you, you didn't write their names. Are you fair? Are you fair or you're not fair? You are fair, yes. That's exactly how God did it. So nobody can blame God ever. That, oh, as for me, God, you didn't give me an opportunity. Even if he gave you the opportunity, you wouldn't have taken it. Okay. Any questions?